everybody. I am here at night hoping that, well, my cats are asleep and I can do this little podcast without interruptions. I said on my Twitter that if you know who would to start talking about the situation of Shane Dawson and Eugenia Cooney, I was going to say something about it, and honestly, it's not even going to be a big thing. It's going to be short. So, this whole thing, I'm just seeing it as a little bait. This is what I saw. I was expecting maybe Shane doing something on Eugenia, with Eugenia, maybe in the future, not now, which is, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. He is basically helping her, and as he has been like the father of YouTube, he has been helping a lot more people. And I've been following Shane for years, since I was in middle school, and I think he was already in high school by that time, so I was just going at it. And I don't know what to say, honestly. It's like, I'm not surprised that this person started this huge thing, and now he's trying to play the, like, not a, how can I say it? Like, he's playing it in a way that he is on Shane's side, when everybody knows that he has, like, a grudge against Shane for so many years. And it's just, to this point, sad. And, of course, you have him doing that to Shane, plus making fun of Eugenia, claiming that he's here to help her and all that stuff, when in all of his videos and all of his subjects, he's been nothing but condescending and narcissistic to the situation and making it, like, all about him and making parodies and honestly just fully disrespecting her. And even her, she has even spoke to him directly and told him to stop it, because she doesn't feel like he's actually trying to get her help. And he will just, well, we all seen the screenshots, so there's nothing too much to tell. And I don't know, I'm just saying this because I know it's gonna be one of the most longest 2 weeks, or even a month to this point, because Shane is, for him, what I feel like he's putting it in this point of view of him is that he started the Eugenia Cooney train and Shane just jumped in. So I'm sure he'll say or, you know, post and stuff like that, that he's the one who started trying to get Eugenia help, when it's not true. Everybody who was involved fully in her life, who was actually there to help her, were actually there to help her. And he did nothing but cash on, you know, money with her name, just like he does with Shane. He's manipulating the situation for his own advantage. And it's just sad, and I mean, we all saw this coming, come on. I mean, I wasn't the only one who saw this coming. Please tell me I wasn't the only one. I am a very anti person of him. I do not stand for people who think and act like him. I do not agree with his logic, because he has certainly no logic or common sense, but his attitude towards everything is just so blah. It's just like his channel. It's same humor, nothing to change. I'm sorry, but he is the Nickelback of YouTube, and it's pretty sad. And that's why now, if I see any post of him and stuff like that, I'm just not gonna even waste typing into it to this point. I'm just gonna put a lot of funny pictures and just gonna put the smallest violin. Because for him, I think from old pictures, I think that's the one who matches him the most. Because it's sarcastically playing the smallest violin. And that's what he does. He's like going to say he started this, that he also helped her, that he's the hero, that Shane just basically was the one who was able to catch her because he's so far away or something. And it's just gonna be like a lot of bullshit of lies. I have not seen any of his videos. I'm only seeing this hypocrite tweets, and I just gave him a little picture, and honestly, it's just, yeah. But of course, my man Rex Rapsian, he did another video of this, and you should all check it out. My good actor, he also sends his followers and his viewers to go see Rapsian's video, because he's not touching the situation on his channel, since Rapsian is already touching on it. I won't get in too much detail, because I am not a person to get, you know, I don't got the time out, you can say, or the mind structure to just get all the details right, like how Rapsian does. But I will say my part on my personal opinion on the matter. So you can say this is like a respond podcast, I guess, about the whole situation. And I see this just going all bad. I honestly feel like I'm happy that Eugenia Kearney is back. I'm very, very proud of her. I'm very happy that she's doing everything that she can, and you know what, I stand by her 110%, just like I stand behind Shane Dawson no matter what. But I feel like she shouldn't be on social media yet, because the storm is gonna hit the fan soon, because this certain person is not gonna let it go, and we all know he's just gonna start attacking her, manipulating the situation, and it's just completely going overboard for everything. So my opinion on the matter is that Eugenia, I'm so happy that you're doing good, and I'm very, very happy and content and proud, and oh my god, I'm just so happy to see you thriving in your environment now, and just taking this head on and just admitting to it, and just seeing that you're capable of so much more. And I'm happy that Shane was there to guide you in, like, to tell your part of the story. I'm happy about Jacqueline also helping you, because I've heard that she did help you. So she did help you. I'm so happy that she did. I am just completely in full support. But I do feel like maybe through social media you should step back a little bit until this certain person lets everything out on his system, because I don't want you to be falling off the wagon. I don't want you to feel like, again, like how you said how it hurt you when people will speak like that to you. And you know this person is not gonna stop. I feel like a lot of harassment is gonna come through this, and so I'm hoping that you're safe, and I'm hoping that everything is just good on your part. And I also want you to know that you do have thousands and thousands of support, including myself and everybody around, in your channels and in your Twitter and all that, all over the place. But besides that, I just feel like, besides the gut feeling of the storm hitting. I feel like this is a good situation that was presented, because now people can see that a person can do so much more than they think they're able, because there have been so many people who have that situation and think that they're not strong enough. And I'm here to tell you are strong. You are capable of doing this. Eugenia can be an example for you to follow through. Like, you can see that you are doing the right thing when taking control, full control of your life. And I'm just also how thankful that Katie showed up again in the video of Shane Dawson. And I'm sure a lot of people have 50% thoughts about her because of how she reacted about the Jake Paul thing about sociopaths. And I didn't saw it as she was insulting sociopaths. I saw it like a little jittery thing that we can get when we're like, I don't know, like, not creeped out. Like, I know what is hard to explain. It's like her explaining and just like that sound of no, not scared or anything like that, but it's like, wow. Like, it's like an overwhelming thought. So I thought that she was really insightful and all of that, and how she cooperated and told Shane about how to direct himself. He looked for every way to make things seem more comfortable for her, for Eugenia. And that was amazing. That shows grown, like, he's always a grown man. He's always been this nice. And I'm just very proud of him. I call him my twinsie because, holla, we were born at least the same month, just say different years and different days. But hey, I still call him my twinsie. But I don't know. Besides all the good and everything, I just know that a lot of backlash is gonna happen. So this is when we all have to stick together and band against all those people, against Eugenia, Shane, and I don't know, spread peace instead of trolling and hatred, honestly, because that's all people do in the internet. So that's my opinion on the matter. And I rambled on. I'm trying not to ramble on my videos. But since this is a podcast, I think I have to ramble on. I don't know. What do you guys think? I am going to be watching now some movies. I've been watching a lot of Netflix original movies and such. And I will say, most of them are pretty good. If you guys want to me doing podcast reviews about these movies, go ahead and let me know. I'm sure there's not a lot of people following me anyways, but hey, anybody who listens, it will be awesome. Thank you for enduring my babbling, rambling, and my voice. So please have a good day, good evening, and good night. And I don't know, tweet me at Wicked Lullaby and let's talk. Good night.